If you will bow your heads, we're going to run to him.
Thank you.
Say, Father, I thank you. That I do have ears. That they hear. I have eyes. And yes, they do see. I have a heart. Which is my spirit. And it perceives. Hallelujah. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf. I'm not without emotions. Because my papa's on the job. Inside of me. Hallelujah. I want to give you a little bit of a word that I pray will awaken you to not necessarily go to work on yourself, but to allow the Holy Spirit to take you higher and deeper in his ways, rather than settle for what you had yesterday.
Amen.
All right, what you had yesterday was fine, but I believe what he wants is much more than what we've been able to, let's say, prepare for. And I'm going to take you to one verse, and it's going to be focused on 2 Corinthians 10. And I'm going to hit the second part of that verse. There's an A part and there's a B part. The B part says in the NIV,
which verse?
Verse 5, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Second part says, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We, meaning us as a church, take captive every thought to make it obedient to the anointing. The Amplified says, and every proud and lofty thing sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Well, I believe that that second part in the Amplified has a misunderstanding, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. When you and I are under the anointing of the Lord, we know that the thoughts that are coming in are either from God or not, because of the fruit. How many know that you can really see some of your old patterns when you're on the road and you're driving? That is one of the areas where God has constantly used to let me see the real me and then the beast. I know you're giggling.
It's the truth, though. Yeah.
How many see the beast once in a while when you react? Mm-hmm. And he reminded me of that again this morning, because I was really questioning, what do you want, Lord? What do you want for today? And he didn't give me anything. He just said, go to work. So I'm on my way to work. I am behind a beautiful car on the back road. And I mean, every curve, every little tiny decline, slamming on their brakes. And of course, let's face it, I'm following, so what do I have? I'm slamming on my brakes. First thought that hits, I'm wearing out
your brakes,
my brakes, because this is absolutely useless. Second thought that comes in, boy, if it was only a straightaway, I would pass this. Fill in the blanks according to your beast. Because this beast was angry. So I started feeling angry, and I said, oh, Lord, please, help! My emergency prayer. Okay? Go ahead, Lord. Be honest. Okay? So is the beast dead?
No.
He reminded me that God dressed up Adam and Eve with the clothing of a beast, fitting their new nature because they rejected the spirit and they accepted the soul. They accepted their mind, will, and emotions. Guess where I was living at, driving in that situation? Was I in the realm of the spirit?
No.
Was I under the anointing?
No.
Oh, yes, I was.
Well, it was. It was,
it was not the Holy Ghost anointing. It was the beast anointing. I want to get away from this. There was even a place where I could pull off the car and rest it. But you know what? Then I would have been late. So every one of these thoughts were floating in me. None of which were really God, except when the Holy Spirit said, do you see what you're doing? I'm caught in my emotions, Lord. How long are you going to remain a captive to your emotions? Now we go down a bigger hill. I really want to turn off to the left and find a place just to rest. Because now my anxiety levels are coming in. Right? I have a few fancy thoughts for this driver. And not yet have I considered praying for that person. Not yet. It's coming. I can feel something bubbling up. And I said, oh my God, Lord, I'm at it again. The same old lesson I still haven't learned. He said, are you accusing yourself or is the accuser on your case? I said, well, I think it's a combination of both. I'm getting angry. I'm responding to the anger. I am wanting to get out of this test. I don't like it. But he said, will you release this and take those thoughts captive? I don't feel like it. Being honest, Lord, don't really feel like it. I know it's the right thing to do. Because for as long as I let those thoughts continue, what am I doing? I'm rebuilding the beast. I'm feeding the beast. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. It says very clearly. Okay? NIV. We take captive every thought. Well, I wasn't part of the we this morning for a little while. When I did, I said, uh-oh. Am I going to examine this thought forever, or am I going to find out where it's coming from? So as I pondered, I realized that I hadn't taken it captive. It was floating. And it wasn't floating on Holy Ghost water. Oh, you guys can giggle all you want. You're related.
Amen.
All right?
Here last night.
So, I said, Lord, I am going to shout grace to myself because I need it right now. I don't want to be stuck in this thought pattern. I don't want to live here. I don't want to exist here because it's not having any fun. And then I realized I like to drive. I like the freedom.
Amen.
I go down the road a little bit. There's 5 or 4 motorcycles. Guess where I want to be sitting?
On a motorcycle.
Yeah, because I could have zipped by and gotten away with it. He says, what's the motivation of most motorcycle enthusiasts?
The openness, probably.
Freedom! Remember? You can fly in the spirit or you can fly in rebellion. One is under the anointing of the beast, the other is under the anointing of the spirit. Which one are you going to choose? Okay? So, first thought. It's producing anger. Well, that's not a fruit of the spirit. That's another fruit of the beast. Amen?
Amen.
It's producing frustration, anxiety, pressure in my body. All of the above definitely don't come from the Holy Ghost. So now I'm seeing what the beast is trying to do to me. So I get to the fork in the road, and I have a choice because they both will take me to work. Lord, do I turn left or do I stay behind? And I said, oh, please, please say I can turn to the left. And I heard, go ahead, you're learning. So I went to the left and went up the other way, and now I'm going up the hill and I'm putting the pressure to the metal. Going up the hill, he says, do you feel better? Yes, Lord. What are you doing? I'm appeasing the beast.
And probably speeding.
No,
or you
not yet.
Oh.
But I want to. I can feel the eagle, but it's not the Holy Ghost eagle. I get up to the top of the hill. I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me this morning? He says, I'm trying to show you that they need to see that your struggle is no different than theirs. That you are my church. You're under construction. You don't like yourself the way you are, but I'm the only one that can change you. And the only one that can give you peace in the midst of the test. So now I'm going down the next hill, and I said, oh, what freedom. And I find myself looking in the rear view mirror to see if I can see the blue car. And the Lord said, why are you looking in the back so that you feel good about being in the front? I confess, Lord, yes, it does feel good to have the freedom not to be pushing on the brakes for nothing, not to be blah, 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 blah. Okay? Fill in the blanks according to your schedule. You know why? Because I got to the stop sign or the lights and it turned red. I would have liked it to be green. Come on.
Exactly the same.
Are we related?
Yes.
Do I need you and do you need me? Yes. Now, you say, well, taking captive the thought. Have you captivated it? Yeah, I can see it now. I can see my emotions are starting to rest. I can see that I'm coming to the next level, but I can't do it without him.
Amen.
Relying on myself is stupidity because the beast is so available. So quickly coming to my rescue. All right?
Yes.
And I can fly with that one, or I can really rest, spread my wings, and allow the Holy Spirit to take me higher. So I ask for help. Will I do it right every time?
No.
I wish and I desire to say yes to you. But I'm relying on the Spirit of my Father to take me higher so that I can go where He's prepared for me to go. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, amplified, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds, which are mindsets, ways of thinking that we have established over the years. They're not strongholds by bunch of demons in the heavens. They're really the thoughts that are inside of you coming from the beast nature that God allowed us to be dressed with for a season. When I took on this earth suit, I said, yes, I'm going to live in the earth. Yes? I came through the birth canal. My mother's blood was poured over me. Was it a picture of the things to come when his blood would be poured over me when I was born again? Am I the old or am I the new? It depends on me. How I think, how I allow those thoughts to control me. How I allow the wisdom of God to come in and his word to awaken in me. You can captivate this thought, Ken. You don't have to let it flow. You don't have to let it go. You don't need to go with the old. You can go with the new. Mm-mm-mm. Poke your neighbor. Say, you can go with the new.
You can go with the new.
It's up to you. You make the choice.
You make the choice.
Think about where I'm coming from. On your drive home today, see how well you do without his grace, and if you see the beast, start killing it. It needs to die. It needs to die to your old way of thinking, to your old way of responding, to your old way of acting and reacting. I mean, after all, who's going to put new brake linings on my car? It ain't going to be me. He's going to supply my needs according to. But who's being afraid? Me. Is the spirit of fear on me now? Yes. Not just the anger. Now I've got the fear to contend with. Is it so sneaky I didn't see it come in? Yes, it did come in. I didn't see it, but I did think of it. Oh, huh. There I go, wasting time again. What am I now thinking about? The gas bill. Take captive every thought, make it obedient to. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to. The anointing. The anointing is available to us every step of the way, every day of the week. Amen?
Amen.
Do I need to live in constant turmoil and fear? No! Did God give me a spirit of fear?
No.
Thank you. He didn't give me a spirit of fear. He gave me power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Why? Because he wants me to live above my circumstances. And while I'm still submitting to the beast, the most important thing I think he showed me was that the beast was still alive. Okay? And that beast is to be tamed. And you're going to have to use what? His word. The sword to pull it down. I'm not going to let these thoughts continue to control me and hurt me. I'm not going to let these thoughts control and destroy me, because my joy will be flushed down the toilet. Now, come on. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know you can waste a whole day on thinking about the garbage.
Amen.
And you can waste half the week or the whole week justifying how you feel. Yet the Holy Spirit is saying, verse 3, for though we walk and live in the flesh, we are not carrying out our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. Did I write this book? I wish I did. Three. Verse 2. I beg you that when I come, I may not be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live, three again, in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Verse 6, I will tell you, is absolutely awesome. NIV. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. So the day you can judge your neighbor is the day that you've got it under. That you've got it under what? Yeah. So when you are allowed to judge someone else, it's because you've got your act together. I don't like it either.
No, she said she doesn't get it.
I don't get it. I don't.
How many of you have a tendency to repair someone's damaged corner?
Oh, please. Glue, yes. Duct tape,
yeah.
Whatever it takes.
All right. We need to be quiet because God is building us. He's building us into a church body that is going to be able to accept wherever, whoever, however they come to us. Mm-hmm. How can we judge them if our act isn't together yet?
But I didn't think we were supposed to judge. It's not our act.
Well, we are judging and we do it without even thinking. Yet, he is preparing an age where the church is going to guide. And we will be the leaders in the future in the kingdom. And yes, we will be even judging angels.
We do. Don't we have a right if it's based on the...
It's based on the word, and it's a word of knowledge that says to you, this is awful. This is not God. You need to go and bring some healing here. Okay? And it opens the door because you've already experienced it. You've experienced brokenness. And if you had never experienced brokenness in a marriage situation, such as I did, and I went to my nephew with a broken heart and helped him back up. I shared that earlier. Okay? And the fruits came 8 years later. What if I had never experienced my brokenness?
You couldn't help him.
I could not help him. So if you look at your brokenness now, and you look at the brokenness in your relationships, circumstances that you may not comprehend. That is really saying now you're going to be able to help others because your heart has already been cracked open. And you will be able to release healing into them and healing into those that God presents to you.
I think it was the word judge that threw me off.
Well, but see, the scripture does say that we are to judge. We are the believers. We are the church. Not to judge and condemn, but to judge the circumstance and then to give them life. When our judgment comes, it should be lift them up. Not to tear them down. Not a critical judgment, but a rebuilding judgment. Okay? If the angels have fallen, what do? We give them a better example. Go to the Jesus that saved me. Amen? And we will be judging angels because you know what? They're doing a very selfish job. The whole earth is under the anointing of what? The kingdom of?
Darkness.
Why? Because it's been going on. We're being the what? The beast nature. We're reacting out of the flesh. Okay? Think about where I'm coming from. I'm trying to give you insight. You're being prepared to be the rulers of this earth. You are to be kings and priests in the order of Melchizedek. Did Melchizedek judge? Did he rebuild Abraham?
Yes.
Did Abraham recognize who he was?
Yes.
Was Jesus not our high priest?
Yes.
What did he come to do? Tear everybody up?
No.
Criticize and step on all of them?
No.
He set them free and he built them up.
But he didn't put up with nonsense, did he?
He told them they were whitewashed tombstones, and we've gone there before, and I'm not going there. You know, that wasn't the place for us to judge and condemn anyone. What it is the place is finding a way to rebuild their hearts so that they can be the instrument that God needs in this earth for the season they're here. Yes. I don't know what I'm going to be down the road. I have a picture. I have a picture in my heart. Yes, I will be used to do certain things in the realm of the Spirit when the kingdom age comes. But does that give me a right to be angry at the driver in front of me?
No.
But it does give me an open door to pray for that driver. I said, oh Lord, forgive that person. They need to be delivered from fear because they couldn't even go down the hill without putting their brakes on 4 or 5 times. And it was just a small incline. Okay? They might have gone, the speed limit I think is 35 or 30. I swear to God, they were so intense that the brakes were on every 3 seconds. Okay? I said, my God, they're going to wear out their car. Beast. Holy Ghost, set them free. Give them freedom. Set them free from the fear and torment that's putting them into that box. The problem is their ability to drive has been hindered by
fear
and torment. And that's not a happy ride for that person. Do you ever ride with somebody that's full of fear? My God, you're every corner you start wondering, am I going to be able to live through this? Close your eyes now. Say,
Lord Jesus,
with your grace, I'm going to pull down every thought. Captive. I'm going to examine it like if it was in a jail. And I'm going to see what it's done to me.
And with your grace,
find the victory, for your glory. And I will respond, with peace, love, and joy, which is the fruit of the Spirit, instead of anger, instead of frustration, and responding with rebellion, which is where I used to live. Thank you, Jesus. You've got a work done in me. And more to come. Hallelujah.
There's a big problem with translation and wrong translation. Judgment has nothing to do with condemnation. Not for you to condemn.
Right.
But if there's not to be any judgment, then why when King David was wrong, why did God send the prophet? The spirit of the prophet did not disappear like some people try to do. If you go ahead and somebody is wrong in the